Hello, hello. Welcome back to Behind the Backstretch, a podcast brought to you by the Backside Learning Center, a nonprofit organization based on the backside of Churchill Downs Racetrack in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm your host, Andrew Crum, and we want to wish you a happy new year. Yes, it is our 17th episode of the podcast, and we want to thank everybody who has supported the BLC in these winter months. It was a very exciting end of the year for our organization. We had the Benefit for the Backside, our largest annual fundraiser, which was one of our best yet, taking place at the First Turn Club. We want to say a huge thank you to everybody who attended, all volunteers, everybody in our planning committee, everybody who's a sponsor. It was a really cool event, and we are very excited for next year's already. We also had our holiday celebration for our families at our satellite location, just a few minutes away from the BLC's location at Churchill Downs. And that was a really fun way to celebrate our community members and to kind of have a nice wrap-up event at the end of the year. Also, want to thank you to everybody who has supported through Giving Tuesday, end-of-the-year donations. And it means a lot during these winter months, and we are very happy to have your all support. For this episode of the podcast, we will be speaking to Luz Faldespino, who is the Youth and Family Case Coordinator, as she discusses her role with the BLC, her connection with the community that she works with here, and some of the plans that she has coming up with groups such as Creciendo Juntos. We also talk with Kathleen Murphy, who is a supporter of the BLC, actually a volunteer remotely from Florida, as she discusses her experience as a volunteer, her involvement in the horse racing world with Sea Warrior Stables and how they've supported the BLC, and kind of the importance of the backside community to the horse racing industry in general. So first, without further ado, here is Luz Faldespino. All right, now joining the Behind the Backstretch podcast, we have Luz Faldespino. Luz, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's beginning of the new year. It's early January, kind of get back into the swing of things, but it's been good.
That's good. Yeah, new year, new me kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay, so first, could you tell us just a little bit about yourself, just generally?
Yeah, so I graduated like in December of 2022. I was working for the state for a little while in Child Protective Services. And then after a little while, I decided that I needed to change, you know, my course a little bit. So I came to work here at the Backside Learning Center. I have two cats right now that I love very much, and I recently got married. So those are...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And how did you, you had mentioned, you know, you just joined the BLC. How did you find out about the BLC and what led you to here?
So some of my like friend family members, they have been donating to the Backside Learning Center for a while, and they thought that it would be a good fit for me. And I also feel like I have a connection with the BLC because of my parents' history with working with horses and stuff.
Yeah, so, and that leads into the next question. Your parents also work with horses, and has that kind of helped you, I guess, yeah, can, as you're saying, connect with this community?
Yes, absolutely, because I know what it's like. Well, I don't personally know what it's like to work with horses, but I've seen like my parents working with them and like how hard that can be, especially because horses, you have to take care of them 24/7. You don't really get a break unless like, you know, there's someone that covers you. So I definitely understand that aspect of that and all the hard work it takes.
Yes. And now with you at the BLC, we're so happy to have you here. Could you tell us a little bit about your job and what you do?
Okay. Yeah. So I work with the families that have children who are McKinney Evento eligible, which that means it's like if you fall under the definition of homelessness. But homelessness is like very broad definition when it falls under this McKinney Evento law because it has different variations to it. Like if you don't have working electricity or working water or hot or cold and AC, or if you live in a trailer park. So it's kind of like helping them find resources to get working water, help, you know, with the AC and stuff like that.
And also you have been working a little bit with Creciendo Juntos. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how it has been working with the teens so far?
Yeah, so Creciendo Juntos is a program that is for the teenagers of the backside worker, track workers. So that program is specifically to help them grow as leaders and to be in like their community. So that way they know how to like be agents of helping their community and like what. And right now there's like a focus on human trafficking, specifically sex trafficking and labor trafficking.
And then what kind of things, I know they have a big project coming up, what kind of things are they working on right now?
So right now they're working on like videos for labor trafficking, kind of explaining what that is and how it can look like.
And then they also have an event that they're throwing coming up, correct? And then so what kind of things did they have planned around that?
So they're going to do a presentation talking about human trafficking and then the specifics of sex trafficking and labor trafficking, what they know about it and what their research has, you know, showed them so far. And then as well showing the TikToks that they made, just kind of like showing like how they've understood it and like how they're taking it in.
That's awesome. And what's been kind of like one of the cool things that you've seen? Have you like kind of been able to witness, I know you haven't been here that long, but have you been able to witness like growth with the teens that you've worked with, even in this short period of time?
Honestly, I have, just because sometimes they can be a little reserved, but when they actually get working, you can tell like who wants to take the initiative and like who is like willing to put a step in into like doing what we're asking and like just showing their leadership.
Awesome. And then just kind of generally, I would ask, you know, have you enjoyed working here so far? We've loved having you at the BLC, but how's your general experience been?
I think it's been fantastic. Everyone has been very welcoming, as well as like the clients that I'm working with now. Like they've been, you know, very welcoming as well to me since, you know, it's been very new to have someone else work with them when they had somebody else. But it's been like really good. It's very flexible. And I think it's a really good environment to be in.
That's awesome. And then what do you think, you know, somebody that you've had your parents work with horses and you've grown up in the city of Louisville for the most part, or no?
Not necessarily, no.
Where are you? Sorry. Where are you?
It's Simpsonville.
Simpsonville. Okay. Yeah, so but like, I guess the Kentucky area. Yeah. So what would you say is kind of the importance of, you know, this community that we work with?
I think just really like helping them find that that program or organization that is willing to help them through like the struggles. Because for my family, we had like a lot of struggles that we thought that we needed to deal with. And being the oldest child at times and only being the only one that understood English, sometimes all of that fell onto me. So like for people to know that there are organizations that they can put those struggles onto them, you know, not to sound it in a weird way, but kind of like, you know, they're there to support you instead of putting so much pressure on like your children and stuff like that. There's other organizations that can do that for you.
Thank you so much, Luz, for joining the podcast so far. So do you have anything else to add? Have there been any, memorable moments that you've had so far working here?
No, yeah, definitely. Just seeing how, even like with the little bit of help that we can give our clients, like how they're so resilient and willing to like do anything in order to survive and continue like living a normal life. The normalest that they can, at least.
Anyway, Luz, thank you so much for joining the podcast. We love having you at the BLC. And yeah, congrats on everything.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on here. Yeah.
Now joining the Behind the Backstretch podcast, we have Kathleen Murphy. Kathleen, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Andrew.
Thank you for joining the podcast. So if you could first just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do, et cetera.
Sure. Well, I'm Kathleen Murphy, and I'm a Midwesterner at heart. I was born in Detroit, grew up in Michigan, went to school in Indiana, lived in Chicago for 12 years, and we are currently living in Jacksonville, Florida. And I am, I guess you would say, I have a volunteer problem. I taught fifth grade in the Chicago area for a number of years. And then after children came along and doing two cross-country moves, I'm a professional volunteer. So I currently work as a guardian ad litem, which is a volunteer position. I'm a court-appointed special advocate for children in the foster system. So I advocate for children, and I'm a voice for a child in court, or children, as you will. And I've been tutoring at a school locally here in Jacksonville for, 16 or 17 years now. So, and I'm a mom and a proud owner of a bunch of crazy rescues.
Awesome. So I may flip around the order of a couple questions here. Yeah. So as you know, you're talking about your involvement in volunteering. How did you, initially learn about the Backside Learning Center?
Well, I initially learned about the Backside. You want me to back way up? We got involved with horse racing fairly recently. And we actually started with the Churchill Downs Racing Club. And our son was starting at the University of Louisville. So it kind of all fell into place. And we got the bug. And then that turned into a partnership with West Point Thoroughbreds, which is an absolutely fabulous organization, the gold standard in racing partnerships, and got really involved through West Point, and that enabled us to get to visit the backside at Churchill Downs. So we love horse racing, we love going to the races, but for me personally, I really enjoy being on the backside and in the barns. And we were going from one barn to another barn, so we were walking along the backside, and I walked past Backside Learning Center, and I said, "Oh, hey, what's that?" And I think it must have been a weekend because you guys were closed, and I went online and I checked you out, and I started following you on social media, and I saw you had volunteers. I'm like, "Oh, this is great," but we don't live in Louisville. So, like I said, I followed you on social media, and when the pandemic hit, everything went virtual, and I saw that it was posted on social media that you were looking for volunteers to participate virtually. I'm like, "Well, I can do that. Even though I'm in Florida, I can participate virtually." So that's how I originally got started with Backside Learning Center, volunteering as a tutor and working with students.
And what has that experience been like, working with students, even though you haven't been able to do it in person? How has that experience been like?
Well, it's been wonderful. As a teacher and a mom, I truly love working with children, and I love working with students. And tutoring is fun because it's one-on-one, and I don't have the responsibilities of being a classroom teacher and everything that goes along with that, but just working with the children and also getting to know them, and just, fun conversations, and and actually making connections with the kids, and also especially through horse racing and just talking. I found out that one of my students, her uncle was an exercise rider for Dale Romans, and all of our horses are with Dale Romans, and our son worked for Dale Romans. So it's like, this big world gets really, really small, really fast, in a very good way.
Absolutely. That's incredible that those connections just made. You recently actually contributed to our Gift for Good Louisville match, as well as our benefit. First of all, thank you so much for your
absolutely our pleasure
there. And can you explain how that came about and, how that went for you all?
Well, again, back to social media and just posting the Gift for Good, because we're not local. We don't live in Louisville. But I think just the overall idea of the Gift for Good in Louisville is it's an amazing project, getting all of the nonprofits or not-for-profits together and encouraging people to support their community. So we like to feel that we're part of the Louisville community, and our son does live there now. So I guess you'd say by extension, we are. And any way we can help support the Backside Learning Center, we're more than happy to.
And thank you so much for the support you guys have provided. You are also, as we were saying earlier, a horse owner with Sea Warrior Stables. Could you tell us a little bit how that's been, how many horses you guys have, And also kind of your recent new enrollment in for a purpose, kind of telling us how that's been like too.
Sure. Well, I mentioned West Point Thoroughbreds, and that kind of, we're still actively involved with West Point Thoroughbreds. And my husband retired early, a couple of years, got interested in horse racing, and so interested that it kind of became in evolved into a business. So we created Sea Warrior Stables, and people often ask, well, what is that? Where'd you come up with that name? Well, the Gaelic translation for Murphy is Sea Warrior. So we went with Sea Warrior Stables, and we currently, we just added a new filly, kicked off 2024 with a new addition. We currently have 6 horses. 5 are racing. 1 is retired. And it's been a lot of fun.
And then
I forgot where your question was.
Oh yeah. So I kind of, it was a long-winded question the way I asked it. So you have one horse enrolled in Purses for a Purpose.
Yes.
Can you describe what that's been like and why other owners may want to be involved in that capacity?
I love the Purses for a Purpose program. That's kind of hard to say 5 times fast.
Yeah.
But it's such an easy way to participate and support the Backside Learning Center. You enroll a horse or horses, and when your horse runs and hopefully wins or gets the money, part of that purse goes to the Backside Learning Center. It's just, and it's another way to get more people excited, involved, not in the sport, but also supporting the Backside Learning Center.
And a couple more questions. Thank you so much for your time. You know, what do you think is, I would say, the importance of the Backside community, not only to, you know, the thoroughbred industry, but the, right, you know, local community and in general?
Well, so being fairly new to the sport and the industry, the first time we visited the Backside, I didn't know what to expect other than I'm going to see horses. I was absolutely blown away by the size of the Backside at Churchill Downs. And when you pull up, it looks quiet. You don't see a lot going on. As soon as you step into that barn, as soon as you're in the Clocker Tower or you're on the Backside, it is a beehive of activity. There are people everywhere. It's in constant motion. And it's just absolutely amazing to see, and how many people it actually takes to keep the sport up and running, and the dedication. And it's, there are no days off, there are no holidays. Horses need constant care. And to also see the connections that, you know, hot walkers and grooms and exercise riders and the trainers and assistant trainers have with these animals is nothing short of amazing. It's impressive. And these people treat these animals like their family. It's almost like a, you know, you're a personal pet. And it's great to go to the races and, you know, you're standing at the rail or, you know, you're watching a race, but to really see what goes on behind the scenes was, for me personally, quite eye-opening. And all the respect in the world to all the people who are, you know, they're up every morning at 4 a.m. And sometimes when I am up at 4 a.m., first thing I think of is those barns are already full. They're already full of people working and making sure that everyone's healthy and well taken care of. And if you have an opportunity to talk to a groom about a horse that he or she is working with, you're going to learn more about that horse's personality, their quirks, how they're feeling. If a horse needs to be seen by a vet for whatever reason, usually the groom is going to know ahead of time something's up, you know, whether it's just a cold or maybe the horse stepped on something. And, you know, I could just go on and on. I love the Backside.
Yeah, it's been interesting talking to people that, you know, work on the Backside, and the kind of, it was something aspect of it I didn't really think about, especially when it comes to like grooms and like the relationships that they build with each individual horse. It's very intriguing. I think it's something that like maybe not a lot of maybe the casual horse racing fan would think about.
No, it's I mean, they could really just do a reality show following, you know, people on the backside. And I should also mention that our son worked as a hot walker on and off throughout college for Dale Romans, and he went from 0 to 60 really fast. I think on his first day, Tammy Fox had asked Tommy, "Well, how many horses have you walked?" And he said, "You mean today or ever?" And she said, "Ever." And he said, "One." And I think it was the one that he was holding. So he learned on the fly, and then enjoyed it so much he changed his major from finance to equine business, and he's now gainfully employed in the horse racing industry. He worked at Churchill Downs for a while, really enjoyed it, but had an amazing opportunity that he couldn't pass up with West Point Thoroughbreds. So we are super proud. And yeah, he actually worked as a groom as well. So we got some, you know, some firsthand backside stories from our son, and just to see him be part of that backside community and be accepted by the backside community was just really special.
It's awesome.
And his Spanish has gotten really well. So he's really good too. Yeah. Muy bueno.
So anyway, so I want to thank you again for joining the podcast. Is there anything else you would like to add, whether it's, you know, maybe a memory you have, the volunteer, or just general why someone should care about the BLC?
Well, I think if anyone cares about, you know, their community, they would care about the Backside Learning Center. Well, I know you guys do a really good job selling yourselves, but I think if people know that the Backside Learning Center is not just learning, but encompasses, you know, the whole experience of the community of the backside, and, you know, everything from, you know, tutoring, helping children with homework, helping parents fill out applications for schools, dealing with medical appointments, transportation. You know, I know you do a lot with food drives, and it's just, well, I'd say I don't live in Louisville, but I'd say you're the feel good organization of Louisville. So
thank you so much. And thank you so much again, once again, for joining the podcast. We really appreciate all the support, whether that's through volunteering or through support you've had through Person for a Purpose and our multiple events we've had. So thank you guys so much at Sea Warrior Stables.
We appreciate you so much. Absolute pleasure. And the next time we're in Louisville, I will definitely pop in and say hello.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I want to thank Luce and Kathleen for joining us on this episode of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to Luce as she talked about, you know, her role with the BLC as the Youth and Family Case Coordinator and what it brought her here and her work that she's done so far. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening to Kathleen, who has been a supporter of the BLC, both as a volunteer and in the horse racing world. So we want to thank both of them for joining us. We would like you to stay tuned for news coming up about our upcoming spring event, the Derby Handicapping Social. This will be our third edition of the event that will be taking place in April, so keep tabs on that event and some other exciting things that we have coming up. I want to thank you guys once again for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.